Blog Talk Radio. for you on this afternoon. My God, I just give God the glory. We give God the praise. He is worthy to be praised. I'm so geared up. I'm fired up, geared up, ready to go. And you know what? I done determined that I am not coming from off this rim. It's not going to be anything, not even the devil trying to throw his little rocks and throw his little things to get me to come off where I'm at. And I know that many of you are determined the same way, that you are determined that you are not going to allow anything to mess up where you at with God right now. Mess up your praise, mess up your blessing, mess up the elevation, mess up the open doors, mess up the favor. I could go on and on and on and on. Amen. That's the last time. Last year was your last time. Matter of fact, let's go back last week, last month. We could go back last, my God, the beginning of this year. That was the last time you allow anything in anybody to mess up your walk in your place, my God, where you've been so excited to get at. Listen, I thank God who's the head of our life, all of our life, and I give him the honor because he is worthy to be praised. Send a shout out to my wife, amen, First Lady. I thank God for ADM family, Pastor Smith, my God, Pastor Leslie, we thank God for them as well. My God Almighty, we thank God for all our brothers and sisters, listeners, and believing God within us. It is a blessing. It always a blessing when you begin to come in and commune and listen to God with us, and you begin to share and dialogue with us. It's a blessing when we can see each and every one of you. And I just want to thank God for our support. Ones that believe in, my God, it's just like the word is feeding you. I realized today, my God, it's over 250 downloads a week. 250 downloads a week, amen, that is going across the world and across America, impacting somebody's life, that they download this word, they download in prayer, they download a message. You know what? Your life is never going to be the same. It's because you are investing in your life. You are investing in your prayer walk. You are investing in your spirit, and I want you to keep yourself. And we send a shout out to our international brothers and sisters, my God, up there in Norway, United Kingdom, Germany. We thank God for you all. Australia, we thank God for you all. South Africa, my God, Egypt, we thank God for you all. We thank God for all of you that believe in God within us. And we're telling you like this here, we all are together. It's one Lord, one faith, one baptism. We all serving the same God, regardless of what part of the world we are at. Amen, my brother and sister. And I know that I'm going to see you in heaven one day. And right here in our United States of America, we just thank God for our listeners and our partners, my God. It's a blessing, and I thank you all for challenging me as a leader. You challenging me because you are getting the word, you are getting fed. Amen. Download it, help. You got to get it. Amen. I thank God for California, Nevada, Denver. We thank God for you, Missouri, Michigan, Minnesota, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, New York. We thank God for you all. My God, Virginia, South Carolina, Tennessee. We thank God. I'm not going to forget you, Canada. We thank God for all the way up north, for this, my God, for the you could go, Canada. We thank God for you all, Texas, Alabama, my God, and Florida, and right here in our own hometown, amen, Georgia. We thank God for you all as well. Listen, man, I'm telling you, this is the most important time of the week. When you're able to get put aside and be able to commune and be able to fellowship in the Word of God, just not by yourself. I know you all plenty got your own time, you got your own prayer time, but the Bible says when two or three touch and agree, y'all about to hear me up in here, he's in the midst. My God, one could chase 1,000, two could put 10,000 to flight. And I don't know about you, but I know that I'd rather have the number, my God Almighty, working for me than working against me. And I know that many of you could say amen on that there. And I thank God for you all. Let's keep unpacking in the word. And I know that God got a dynamic move on tonight. And I'm telling you right now, I'm ready. I'm excited. what God is doing. So I want you all, my God, to go ahead and get geared up. Let's get ready. But before we go, we got that pioneer going to come and begin to pray, make the way on out for us. Mother Jackson, we want to let her go ahead and intercede and go ahead and let's make the way. And let's get it, my God. It's just like the old saying, my God, when the time to get in the rain, time to get ready to go boxing, my God, they got this thing saying, let's get it on. Let's get it on. Let's get it on for our week, because if we thought our week last week was blessed, we thought God was doing something last week, we thought he did a new thing within us last week, well, I can't wait for what he has for us this week. Somebody say, I will give me more. God bless you, Mother Jackson. Amen.
God bless you also, Pastor Temple. Father God, in the name of Jesus, first I come just thanking you for being the head of my life. I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to you, Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, and to Pastor Smith, and to Pastor Elect Barbara Smith, and everyone at ADM Ministries. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you once more on this blessed Monday afternoon, God, just thanking you just for another day journey, God. Thank you, God, for just chilling us and protecting us, God. Thank you, Lord, for the Ecodoboshe, God, the leading and guiding our footsteps in the way that you will have them to go in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your peace, that we can just lay in you, Haraboshe, and rest in your peace like never before, God. Oh, God, how we thank you today. We thank you how you have kept, shielded, and protected us, God. Didn't let anyone break into our home, God. Haraboshe, God, we thank you, God, for supplying every our need, God. We thank you, Lord, God, for paying our bills, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up our children once more. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you continually, out of both shake, God, shield and protect them in their going and their coming, God. We thank you for saving them at a young age, God, filling them with your precious Holy Ghost, God. Oh, God, we thank you for letting us begin to stand up, out of both, God. Standing on your word, out of both shake, God. Standing on the things that is right in you, Hobo Shake, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift every minister up this afternoon like never before, God. We pray, God, that you continue to pour the Hobo Shake, God, into them as they pour out to us in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We lift up every sick and shut-in person that it is, God. Oh, God, we already know they are here, God, because you said it in your word. You said it, yes, son of God. You said by your stripes we was healed. So that's what it is in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord of Moshe, God. This day we ask that you have your mighty way, God. Move us out the way, out of Moshe, yes, Lord. And have your way like never before, God. We thank you today, God. We thank you for victory, yes, Son of God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for your comforting peace, Son of God, that you begin to pull down on us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, as we rail out shoulders. Head lifted, honorable shake, God. We're walking in you, God, like never before, God. We thank you for the information that you begin to pour in our spirits, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, oh God, and let us do, God. We can do all things through you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We realize we can't do nothing in this flesh, but we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. In the name of Jesus, honorable shake, God, I cry out today, Lord, it is honorable shake, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, that you begin to constantly shake us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Begin to put on your mind, oh, the most day on our mind. And, oh, the most say, God, open our ears that we can constantly hear from you, God. But our ear, God, closed your mouth, Jesus, go, most say, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But today we pray, God, if we did anything against anybody, oh, God, let us begin to repent, God, not just from the lips, oh, most say, God, but from the heart of it, Sikoboshe. Oh, God, how we thank you, God. I ask that you touch every internet, Sikoboshe, God. Telephone, God. Laptop today, Hadoboshe, God. Touch God today, God. Like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Be that man, Rekalitoboshe, God. For somebody today, God. And that heart fix. We thank you for tearing down every strong barrier in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, how we thank you, Lord of all, because we see you moving like never before. We see people being delivered, oh, we see healing coming manifested in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord of all. Oh, hallelujah. We'll say hallelujah. It's the highest praise, God. We ought to be praising you and just thanking you for all what you have done for us, God. Thanking you, Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I ask you today, God. I realize somebody on the side of their bed, the bed of those, God, can't even move, God. And so we say thank you, Lord, for healing them also in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I pray today, God, that you continue to, God, Hallelujah, God. Don't let us complain, God, but just have that thank you in our heart. Hallelujah, thanksgiving, Hallelujah, that you have given us all today, Hallelujah. Supply our needs, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let us begin to tell somebody that Jesus Christ lives, that he's still walking the earth, that he's still here, Lord, God, that he's making a way out of no way. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. Hallelujah, God, because you're worthy to be praised, God. We thank you for this day like never before, God. Oh, God, let us continue to lay before you. Cry out, Hallelujah, God. Cry out the name of Jesus, God, because we realize it's power in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, yes, we do, God, oh, God. Yes, we do know God in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, oh, God. Let us counsel and pray for one another, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, dear, that my son, oh, God, let us begin to live like you, God. Have that mind, Christ, like you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, thank you for taking us higher in you, God, above the circumstances. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We will not complain today, God. Hallelujah. All we ever say, just thank you, God. Whatever we got to go through, God. Oh, God, we give you the glory for us. We thank you, God, because it only makes us strong, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, thank you for turning every situation around. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, they go to both shake, God. We speak to the atmosphere, God. It shall be, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, of both shake, God. We thank you, God, for pulling down every stronghold. We thank you for breaking every stronghold, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for, yes, Lord, thank you for breaking every generation curse today, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, God, because you're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. We thank you, God, God. Thank you today, God, for liberty, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord. Yes, we thank you, God. We lift up the battle women's God today. Oh, God, let me hear my prayers, God. Oh, God, break that animal cycle, God. Break it in the mighty name of God. Break that cycle of us, God. Yes, as you say, God, you have to be beat it on, that you have to be controlled, God. The notable secret of shape. I speak today no more that you will be controlled, no more, God. That you will be commanded, beaten, and in the mighty name of Jesus, I speak freedom in the verbal cut. I speak freedom in the verbal cut, and the blood of witness, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for right, oh, God, for raising up holy women, God, that want to walk holy, that's something, God, that want to do your perfect will, God, that don't mind laying me, oh, God, like never before, God. We thank you today. We thank you, God, because you're raising up another one. Strong women in you, God, that won't bow down, that won't bow down for nothing but the truth, God, that won't, nothing won't come out the lips of clay but truth, God. I thank you, the little boy, God, for your teaching, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, oh God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for what you're doing for each and every woman today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I thank you, Lord, God, letting them see, God, what you see, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, God. I pray, let your perfect will be done in each and every one of our lives, God. Up to the youngest and the older, the son of God. Oh, God, don't forget about our mothers, God. Our spirit, the ass of the mother. Oh, God, I pray, God, little God, that they counsel and pull wisdom out of our lips of clay. These young women and men, in the mighty name of Jesus, Let them see their knees, Ecobot. Oh, God, how so crashed out of this young generation. And Lord God, I pray, God, today, let your perfect will be done forth in my mighty name of Jesus, God. Turn them around, Lord God, before it's too late in my mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you today. We thank you, Lord. God, these saints, we ask that in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, God. And let your perfect will be done in the holy name. Hallelujah, 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 God. Thank you.
Thank you. Somebody give God a hallelujah this afternoon. Just go ahead and give a hallelujah, my God, because he is worthy to be praised, and we come to lift him up. He must higher on this evening, and we give God the glory, because I know without a shadow of doubt what he did for us last week. He must on yesterday. He got another place for us to go. He got some more blessings that he want to pour out. He got another realm that he want to take you in. And I'm telling you right now, you might as well go ahead and give God the praise and give God the thank you. I don't know about you, but I just don't feel that it could change. I just don't feel it because they told me to say it. I don't say this because somebody, I don't heard somebody to say it. I don't. I say it because I know what God done doing and what I'm talking about. If it have not been for God on my side, I don't know where would I be. And I know that many of you could testify that. My God, this evening, and if it have not been for God on your side, you don't know where you will be. Therefore, I can give God a shout of praise. I can give God a hallelujah. We can give God a thank you. We can magnify his name, because at the end of the day, we see the start. The start is your health is turned around. Your finances turn around. But at the end of the day, I can't wait to the finish. And when that finish comes, you are made whole. Your finances are made whole. Your life is made whole. And I can't wait till the finish. How many of you are ready for the finish all over the world? Are you ready for the finish? My God finish some things in your life. He begins to finish some things around you, in you, and about you. And we give him the praise. We give God the praise, because he is worthy to be praised.
He is
worthy. It's your time. And don't you allow anybody to mess up your time. It's your time. I got something I'm going to share with you all this week. It's going to knock your socks off. It's going to get you geared up. You ain't going to come down never again. All you're going to do is increase. And anybody in your life cannot add to you. You ain't going to see. You ain't going to entertain it. You ain't going to have no value in it. It ain't going to bother you. Only thing going to bother you. Individual going to have something to increase, something to impact, something that keeps taking you to the next level, to the next level. I want to keep moving. I declare and decree that you want to keep moving, and you don't want to keep. You do not want to stop for anything in the spirit. I'm so excited. You all just don't know. We have ourselves a ball. If we didn't have a size of a ball yesterday, Sunday morning, we done had us a ball in the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you right now, I don't want to come down. Any of you, my God, listening, once you don't got that hit, you don't want to come down. I want to keep staying there. If I got to keep searching, let me keep searching. I'm going to find that next hit. I'm going to find that next place is gone for God to keep taking us higher and higher. I'm just so excited. Thank you, God. He is worthy to be praised. We bless him for what he is doing. We ready to kick off. My God, we already kick off this. Kick it off every Sunday. Amen. We kick it off every Sunday. We just add to it once we come through the week. We just add to it what he's already doing and what he's already done here. And I just bless God for what he's doing. And I know many of you giving God the praise and you blessing him. Listen, I don't want to hold too much time up, because we got a dynamic, my God, a woman of God. She's going to come. Just go ahead and whatever God leave, encourage your words, something to give you a nugget. Amen. But we're going to bring her forth. My God. God bless you, Minister Nita.
God bless you, Apostle. God bless you, Apostle. God bless you and First Lady. God bless you.
Amen.
Pastor Smith, Pastor Elect Smith. God bless my husband, my son, everybody. God bless the entire ADM. What a mighty God we serve today.
Amen.
I am so filled and so excited
Thank
to be on
Jesus.
Here tonight. After yesterday, yesterday God took me to a whole entire new level. I know what it means to be drunk in the spirit now. I know how what it means to feel his Holy Spirit consume you with fire. And I am so grateful and so glad that God allowed me to feel this new experience. No one can sit and tell me that I don't know God. And I do not know God.
Mm.
And with that being said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Tonight, I want to speak on, after going into prayer, the favor of God. The favor of God. The word favor can be defined as demonstrated delight. The favor of God can be defined as tangible evidence that a person has the approval of God. As we know, there were several people in the Bible that God showed favor. The first one I would like to speak about is Joseph. Joseph was sold into slavery by his own brothers, and that's in Genesis 37, the book of Genesis, chapter 37. He was lied on by Potiphar's wife. He was thrown in prison. But because Joseph remained faithful, humbled, without complaining, and loyal to God, he kept his eyes on God no matter what. He never, you're not going to find any place in there where Joseph actually complained about anything, complained about his circumstances, because you know what? He knew who God was. He knew that he was innocent, and he was going to continue to trust God through the process. And let's move on. Moses. Moses, when Pharaoh gave the order to all his people to throw the newborn, the firstborn Hebrew babies into the Nile River, it was Pharaoh's own daughter that rescued Pharaoh. I'm sorry. It was Pharaoh's own daughter that rescued Moses and raised him as her own son. It was Moses that God gave favor when Pharaoh and the rest of the people were chasing after the Israelites. He told Moses to hurry up, pick up your staff, raise your hand, and God showed Moses and the Israelites favor by parting the Red Sea. It was also Moses that stood on holy ground. It was also Moses that God told him when the complaining Israelites were complaining about thirst, complaining about every little thing. God fed them with manna. God told Moses to strike the rock and water gushed out to give these complaining people to feed them, to conquer their thirst. That was God's favor. Let's go to Abraham. Abraham went into, when Abraham decided to pick up from his people, not his fathers, his brothers, none of his family, never left from where they were. But when God told Abraham to pick up and his wife Sarah, Sarah was a beautiful woman. When they went into the land where Pharaoh was, Pharaoh fell in love with Sarah. Even though Abraham lied and said that Sarah was his sister, Abraham left that country as a rich man. Sarah, because of Abraham's faithfulness, his loyalty, God granted them a child. This woman did not have a child. She was in her 90s, if I'm not mistaken. God granted her firstborn child. That was because of Abraham's faithfulness, because of him standing there, trusting God, believing that God would do what he said that he would do. It was a wall that needed to be built, continued, finished.
Amen.
to finish the wall. It was because of his dedication. It was because of him, his determination to do what God had already said to do from previous. Previously, he had already spoken that word. Queen Esther. Queen Esther was basically an orphan that depended on her cousin. Queen Esther was placed in a position to be chosen as a queen. When you read the story, Queen Esther didn't go out of her way to sit and try to do things like everybody else was doing, trying to find favor in the king's eyesight, trying to dress herself up any differently. She took the wise counsel of her cousin to sit and do everything that God, that he knew that the king would want. And she found favor. And not only did she find favor to become the queen, she also found favor. She was so unselfish, she could have been killed. Because during that time, the Jews were a minority. And they were an order had came out for them to be killed if they didn't bow down. And Queen Esther found out about an assassination attempt against the Jews. She didn't sit there and was quiet because she had became the queen. She could have sat there and was quiet and not sit and say anything. But she spoke out. She told the king what was going on. And guess what happened? They were delivered. They were delivered. And I want to go into David. David.
Yes.
David was a young boy minding his own business. God showed David favor when he killed Goliath with a slingshot. Did you hear what I said? With a slingshot. Although David was noted in the book, in the Bible, as being a murderer and an adulterer, God said David was a man of his own heart. Why would you think God would say that? Because no matter what David had going on, David was loyal to what he had going on. He was faithful to what he had going on. He was determined to what he had going on. And he knew how to have a repentant heart and ask God for forgiveness in his wrongness. David had love and a passion for the things that he did. And that's how God is. God is a God of love. God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son to die so we can have a new life, saved by grace, saved by mercy. In the Old Testament, when they did things wrong, God would part the earth, and multitudes of people would die. But on today, we can sit and ask for forgiveness and mean it. Have a repentant heart, a contrite spirit, and go before the Lord, and he's going to forgive us. Why? Because Jesus died on the cross for our sins. And let's not forget about Paul. Paul was very determined in the things that he did. Paul was an assassin of Christians because that's what he was taught.
Yes.
That's what the law taught him to do. But see, God sees that passion. God seen how determined Paul was. God saw that Paul was a man that whatever was told to him, he believed it. He believed the things that he was doing right. So on that road of Damascus, God could have killed him. God could have allowed him to stay blinded. But know what God did? He took that same determination, that same zeal for life, same compassion, that same faith, and he turned him into the man of God that he died being, even in prison, even behind the prison walls. Paul was still sending letters out, serving God, correcting people, disciplining them in their ways of error. Paul was so dedicated that he surrendered all to God. And guess what? He didn't complain about it because he realized that day on that road to Damascus that God showed him favor. He realized that God loved him. He loved him unconditionally. So he sold his life out to God. Paul knew that Jesus died on the cross to save him from sin, just as he has done for us today, saints. And what we need to do, we need to face forward, and we need to continue to look at God and be obedient to his will, be disciplined, be in an area to receive correction if we're wrong. We need to have so much love and be able to show God that we love him. In John 14, 15, God said, if you love me, Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey my commandments. One of his commandments is to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Sometimes your neighbor may be your enemy, but guess what you have to do? In order to show God that you love him, you have to love that person. You have to feed your enemy if they're hungry. You are to still pray without ceasing. That means if you see someone that's in need, even if that person stabs you in the back, you still pray for that person. You still pray for their salvation. You still pray that the love of God just consumes them, because we don't want to leave anybody behind. See, God does have a few people that he chooses to do everything more than the next. But we all are in a position that we can be that person that's chosen, because he's not a respecter of persons. We all on the same level. It's what you put into your life. It's what you put into your prayer life. It's how you praise God. It's how you sit and you read the word of God. It's how you sit and do things more Christ-like. When Jesus died on the cross, when he left for us to have a more abundant life, a life where we can live as he lived, a life of prosperity, not a life of poverty, a life of prosperity, not just prosperity in finances, prosperity for you to prosper in your mental, for you to prosper in your physical, and for you to prosper in your financial, for you to prosper in your level of praying, so you can get into the kingdom. God's people chosen. They are peculiar people. We are the generation right now that God has chosen for us to do a new thing, for us to do the things that Jesus died on the cross for us to do. Saints, get yourself together. Do the things that you know that's right. You don't have to go over. You don't have to do anything over and exceedingly. Be yourself, but let your first priority be God. When you wake up in the morning, thank God, because we take things for granted. We take things for granted when we open our eyes and we see the sun. That's not promised. We take things for granted when food is on our table. We have to sit and thank God for all things.
Yes.
And I guarantee you, when you continue to thank him on every level, even the things that's going wrong for you, Father, I thank you. I guarantee you it's somewhere down the line that God is going to give you favor. Because I can sit here today and attest from someone that lost everything, that was homeless last July, that was on oxygen without a job, wanted to have a roof over my head, a good job, and I was taking 18 medications. Ask me how many I take now. Because you know what? I realized that this was my winning season, and God is favoring me.
Yes.
God is favoring me. And why is God favoring me? Because I'm going to keep his name coming out of my mouth. I'm going to continue to shout. Don't care who got something to say about it.
Amen.
Because guess what? I only got to validate myself with God. And it is only God, his Holy Spirit that resides in me that has me to where I am today. I don't mind getting on my knees if it's in the middle of the mall, if it's in the middle of the street, and saying, Father, I thank you, because
Yes.
I see the favor. Not only is he favoring me, he's favoring my entire family.
Things Amen.
That didn't go right for me last week went right for me today. So on today,
yes.
I thank God for his favor. I
Amen.
Thank him for the Moses, the Joseph,
yes,
the David,
Lord.
The Esther, the Paul that came before me that gave me an example of how
Amen.
I'm supposed to do things. On today, I thank him for my apostle and all the other people that's out there that's trying
Amen.
To live a righteous life. That's an example
yes.
for me on today.
Amen.
I thank him for my sisters and brothers that's standing in the paint on today, knowing that we're not trying to leave nobody behind. We are our brothers and our sisters' keeper. We're praying the word of God. We're praising the word of God. And we're reading the word of God. And we're living the word of God. Saints, I love you all. And I can sit and tell you I am a living testimony. And on today, I'm proud to be that living testimony. I'm proud of each and every flaw that I went through because I have the picture. Father, I've seen. I went over the mountain. I went through the valley. And now I'm resting in your green meadows. I love you all. I pray that tonight this word touched someone. And I just
Amen.
Want you all to let go, let God, be obedient, be disciplined. Listen to his Holy Spirit. Allow him to guide you, not lean on your own understanding, but trust God because he is able. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Somebody need to say favor.
Amen.
Somebody need to say favor is not fair, but it's due to you. Listen, she
Amen.
Don't touch the peace on what I'm going to be dealing with this week. We're going to drive that even deeper. Because, saints of God, you got to understand that's one of your benefits. One of your benefits of coming into the kingdom of God. That's one of your benefits. And I love how she was giving the story. And the reason why I'm giving the story, let me help you sharpen up your perspective into the word a little bit more. I wanted you to look at something. And I hope after we sharpen this, you won't never look at your situation the same way. You won't never look at them again. Each individual she talked about, especially Joseph, she talked about Esther, she talked about different one, David, each Moses, each one of these individuals that she talked about, each one of them went through something that we call a trial, went through something. They had some hard times in their life. They had some hard, tough situations that they had to face. They had to come into some areas to where, my God, it's just only God, you're going to get me out of this. Some nail-biting times that they went into that they had to accomplish in their life. But notice this. God made a way out for them. God brought them out because of favor.
Yes.
He favored them. I just want to just tell somebody, because you're going through in life, and that's what happened to the philosophy with the church. Somebody begin to tell us because favor is good. And we begin to shake this perspective like, well, if things is not going right, I'm not having an opportunity, this is not going on, that means I don't have favor. I need the favor of God over my life. You already got favor of God over your life. Because
Amen.
You're going through a little time right now, favor is over your life is basically saying that God got something better. God got something better for you. And when the favor over your life, it doesn't stop the trial. It doesn't stop certain things coming in your life. What it's telling you, my God, that what's coming into your life is not going to take you out. It's not going to kill you. It's not to the death because God got something better for you. And I want to tell somebody, because you might be going through something today, you might looking over your life, my God, and say, I got this going on. I got that going on. Don't look at it in this mind. Don't look at it as it's something that, hey, the enemy is coming. Let me tell you something. Each one of these men of God, one of them was in prison, was in the tomb, but they still had a worship with God. The other one, my God, he had an army trying to kill him. I'm telling you right now, favor was still over their life. It doesn't matter what you're going through. Favor is over you. It doesn't matter what your situation may be. Understand, you need to claim it. You need to, my God, you need to get it in your spirit that your life is favor. You are favor. Your spirit is favor. And everything about you is favor. And we are not going to give no credit to the devil because you have gone through circumstances in your life, but you're still favor. I don't care less what you're looking at or what's going on. You got to understand you are still favor. Moses had to get away from his family. Moses had to leave a place to where he had it all good. He had to leave that place, come back to that place. Armies trying to kill him. People are up there persecuting him. They trying to figure it out. One trying to do this, trying to do that. Guess what? He was still favor. My God, y'all might hear me. David, he was the smallest of them all. He was up there wrestling with bears. He up there wrestling with this. Now he got to deal with this Goliath. He got to deal. But guess what? He had a king. He had a leader. To try to kill him. Guess what? He was still favor. And because you're going through, and because you're facing things in your life, that doesn't mean God forgot about you. And your life is not favor. Your life is not favor. Favor is in your life. And just basically telling you, God got something better for you. God got something better. And when favor is in your life, favor is basically telling you, you might got this notice on your door right now, but God got but God got your back. God got your back. You might got this diagnosis right now, but God got your back. You about to hear me. My God, let me leave this alone because I don't have if I started, I don't even have enough time. Let me break it off here. But we are gonna be digging deeper into that. My God, we're going to be digging deeper into that because I want to show you something in kingdom principles, how to activate favor. And that's what many people are missing. We understand that favor is over your life, over our life, but do you know that favor has to be activated? You can activate favor and you could turn favor off.
Come on.
You can activate favor in your life and you could turn favor off and like a light switch in your life. It could work for you 1 minute and then next minute it doesn't work. That doesn't mean God took it away from you. His favor don't lift it. No, that means your execution. You executing something wrong and it's shutting that favor off. But I'm going to show you how to activate favor in your life and keep that favor turned on in your life with kingdom principles. Y'all hear me? My God, we're going to get into some of that this week. We're going to dive into it. How to operate, how to activate these benefits that God has us to have for us in our life so we can begin to see these benefits operating for us, and you always going to have a joyful, happy, your time is going to, y'all about to hear me, you thought you was living, my God, you're going to be living up something, and I'm telling you right now, you want to tune in all this week, make sure you tell somebody, because I want to show you how to activate favor. I want to show you how to activate these benefits and never again, because we're going to show you intellectually as well and how to articulate it, and we're going to show you, I'm going to want to show you that way you can have understanding of both how to shut them off and how to turn them on, and that way you'll stay away from that turn off switch because you are anointed now. Amen. And also we're going to go into some darkness of the kingdom of the second heavens, and we're going to begin to get a deeper understanding so we can begin to dismantle that area that comes over your life and try to come over you again. I'm going to show you what the devil really wants you to be, and it ain't going to work. Amen. We're going to tune back here tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. in the morning. I'm so happy. My God, my soul stirred up. Man, y'all just don't know. God be doing something to me early in the morning. Early in the morning, we just go ahead and do our thing, and we want you to be apart, and I'm telling you right now, you're going to see favor activate in your life, and favor won't never turn it again. I'm going to share this nugget with you. I'm going to get off. Favor, do you know, favor is like a magnet. If you ever know what a magnet is, magnet attracts. It attracts different things in your life. That's what a magnet does. It attracts different things in your life, and favor is just like that magnet. When that magnet is turned on, everything around it that is metal or that is steel, everything that comes around it that it's attracted to and supposed to be a part of it, it begins to pull it in. Well, that magnet got to be turned on. And I want to show you how to turn that magnet on in your life for you to begin to pull everything in. You begin to pull your blessings in, begin to pull everything that God has for you in. And I'm telling you, you're going to see your life and your home go to a whole nother place. Amen. Mother Jackson, I'm so ready. My God, I'm going to turn this magnet volume up in my life and begin to pull everything that is around me. Y'all about to hear me? My God, y'all, people finna be coming to you and don't even know why they coming to you. People finna come and pour into your life that don't know why they want to pour into your life. Doc, man, y'all about to hear me. You finna have lawyers and judges finna be getting ready to do something for you because your presence is in that place and they ain't gonna know why they doing it. Why? Because you don't turn on that favorite magnet and everything that post belongs to you, the blessings of the Lord. I feel like, my God, let me get off this. I feel a pop right there. My God, it's going to come to you, and you're going to know how to get it. Y'all about to hear me? I got to go.
Amen.
I feel a preach coming on me right there. God bless you all. We will see you all tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. God bless you all.